Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine. But they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Look, I spoke to one of the president's advisors who gave me some insight that he hadn't heard before, that Mitch McConnell and the president have spoken privately about how a Senate impeachment trial may work out. And the bottom line is that Mitch McConnell said, Mr. President, I don't think the votes are going to be there to remove you from office. You got to do two things, though. One, you got to work with some of these senators, like Alisa Murkowski. And you see McConnell and the president there a couple of days ago. Got to work with Alisa Murkowski, who's a swing voter, is not always there for the president. Work with her on energy and other things that have nothing to do with Ukraine. Focus on substance, number one. And number two, I'm told that McConnell told the president, do not attack individual senators like you did with Romney. They're going to be jurors. And they may say things publicly about the Ukraine call that you don't like, Mr. President. But McConnell said, take it a little bit.
So Ed Henry there reporting about what the president has lying ahead for him when the Senate does become his jury, if the House of Representatives effectively votes to impeach the president. And we're going to speak with Ed Henry at 1:40. So stick around about 35 minutes from now or so. Ed Henry will be joining us. I think this is his first time joining our show. Mm-hmm. So excited to do that. But we have Gabe Pfeiffer in the studio now.
Knowledge is power.
It's not rocket science.
Gabe, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You were just talking about being feisty on the think tank with the Glover Show yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know if some of your listeners managed to hear that. It was you know, between 5 and 6. Actually, I think I got a particularly salty after the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh yeah, so that's when it got good.
Yeah,
that's when a little spicy.
That's when it got good. I keep saying I was experiencing a little back pain, and it made my fuse just a hair shorter than
usual.
Were
you owning the back pain, or were you medicating the back pain?
I was owning it.
You should own it on the Glover Show, and then you should medicate it for our show.
Okay, so you want a little less of Gabe.
I'm a little silly on Fridays. That's the way it tends to go.
That's true. We're a little silly. I don't want to go full right wing rage monster like I did.
No. So you can check that out on the Dave Glover Show podcast, and you can follow us as well, Annie Fry Show podcast. All of that's available to you at radio.com if you want to check it out. So we have a couple of interesting things developing in the last 24 hours regarding people running for office. Here's Jeff Sessions.
It was an honor to serve, and I am, it's not my seat in the Senate, but I believe I have something to give. I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. And if I think I can contribute to that.
So Jeff Sessions says he wants to advance the Trump agenda. I'm wondering if Alabama doesn't have any other suggestions on who to run for Senate, or if a polled shoo-in for that seat, is there a reason why it shouldn't be Jeff Sessions?
I couldn't think of a reason why not. I mean, he's been okay, I think, in the that. Doing his thing.
The domino effect that we were talking about this in the first hour. The domino effect of removing him from his Senate seat to make him the Attorney General is single-handedly, without any question in my mind, the worst move that the president made.
Yeah.
So far in his administration, in total.
Pretty much. I mean, there are a few questionable appointments that I could point to as well, but you know, that was one of them because you know Sessions was really good in the Senate, I believe. Prior to his appointment. So, you know, you lost something when you moved him over.
Mm-hmm. So I saved this for when you were in here, Gabe.
And I heard the tease. I'm ready.
I think, Ryan, I want you to read it.
Cold? Because I don't know what's in it.
I've read it.
Okay, as long as you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you not watching on Facebook Live right now, this is a handwritten note on...
Yeah, I love it.
This was sent to me first. I think it's important to see here. If you're watching on the Facebook Live, you can see it. But it's addressed to Annie Fry, care of KFTK Radio, and our address there. And my name is spelled Annie F-R-Y, which is not correct, but anyway.
Interesting.
Okay. Dear Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y.
Spell the first name. Right.
Oh, the first name's wrong. I don't see that very often. A-N-N-Y.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I've actually never seen Annie spelled that way.
I've never seen that one either.
I'm not saying anything yet, but okay. I really love your daily radio show.
Aww.
It is the highlight of my day, as it is a constant source of humor. Your tortured defense of Trump's words and actions sets a new standard in humor and comedy. There is an impeachment inquiry going on. Not as a result of the Dems being upset with losing in 2016. Rather, there is inquiry going on due directly to Trump's words and actions while in office. Are you so blind that you do not see that?
It's offensive to blind people. Carry on.
Fox is nothing more than propaganda wing of Trump's mafia-like administration.
I'm loving the reading right now.
Well, I'm reading it for the first time, and it's handwritten, so it's not the easiest thing.
I know, that's the best part.
And I'm not saying my handwriting's any better either. The quote-unquote
swamp...
This
isn't your handwriting, is it?
Gets to the bottom. Hey, wait a minute. I wrote this.
Oh, dang it.
Took a long time to get here. I wrote it a couple years ago.
Snail mail.
Mafia-like administration. The swamp is not the, quote, deep state... or Washington, D.C., the only swamp in town is Trump's White House. A total joke.
Got him.
With all the turnover, you never, underlined, talk about Trump's poor management style. He is totally unfit to hold any, underlined, office. Yet, you... Whoop, I can't read that. Or
whoa,
should I?
No.
I don't know.
Get the dump button
yet
ready.
Yet, you blank him every day.
It's not like a swear, but...
Blow.
That's the word.
Okay.
That's not true either, for the record.
No.
No.
That'd be weird in the studio.
Wait, it's about to get good.
Okay, last paragraph. Finally, I purposely misspelled your name. Oh!
Wow.
Okay.
Today, you and your minions basically said that spelling is not that important.
That's you guys.
We're minions.
We're
love
minions,
it.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way
minions
now?
Banana.
Regards.
Lovely.
I'm not going to read the name just in case. Yeah, but regards. Yeah.
Regards.
Oh.
Well, is there a first name coming? We can refer to
no,
this
actually,
person.
It's just initials.
W.
So.
All right.
But I would say he just got all the airtime that he was seeking.
Yeah.
So much truth in that letter.
Mm-hmm.
We are minions.
Now that you know.
All right, W.
What should I do with this letter? I
frame it.
He didn't give me an address that I could write back to, so I can't respond.
No, frame it.
I'm glad that we can bring joy into his life.
I really love your daily radio show. Finally, I purposely misspelled your name. Ouch.
That part's kind of funny.
It's hilarious. That's when you saw me reading this and you saw me laughing at my desk.
That was it.
I didn't even realize you misspelled my name. When I
right, because Fry gets misspelled a lot.
Frequently.
So you misspell that. You didn't even notice Annie.
So then I realized that on the envelope, he purposely misspelled Fry. And on the letter, he purposely spelled Annie, A-N-N-Y.
Well, we don't know if it's a he.
Okay, that's true. That's true. Annie presents the letter itself as evidence.
Exhibit A. And he says that I don't know any women who say he is totally unfit to hold any office, yet you blank him every day.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yet you blank him, period. Every day. Period. A punctuational effect.
Well, one of the things I have noticed is that leftist misogyny for right-leaning women is exclusively the realm of
I'm glad you brought that up.
Men
because
on the left.
When I was reading through the tweets that took place after Don Jr. was on The View with Kimberly Guilfoyle, go look at how these leftists talk about Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
Really?
Yes. Trashing her, saying, calling her really offensive names mm-hmm. because she's an attractive woman mm-hmm. sitting next to Don Jr. Everything about her, these leftists, boil her down to her looks and her proximity to a man. Mm. This is feminism, folks. This mm-hmm. is postmodern feminism.
Yes.
And it's obnoxious. Yep. It's so offensive to me to see a woman who has had significant amounts of success in news media, who is leading, I think it's America First that she's running mm-hmm. to help reelect the president, and she is dating Don Jr. So they're there together, and because she's sitting next to Don Jr., somehow or another, this now gives leftists, crazy, loony, progressive leftists that are full of hate for the president, because they hate Donald Trump and because Trump is part of this, they have the right to treat her exactly how feminism should mm-hmm. stop people from treating people.
Yes. Well, the thing is, your proximity to somebody that they don't like gives you conservacooties, and then you're therefore game for, you know, for all of the abuse they can lump at you.
Here, I'm going to let you have. You can have this. This is for you.
Okay.
A little something to take home. And he can send the next one to Gabe Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Yeah, do it.
What's Gabe's address?
Care of KFTK.
You can send it to the radio station.
Oh, yeah. It'll get to me.
Gabe Pfeiffer with a P.
Yep. P-H.
If it matters.
P-H.
Yeah. Yep. Crazy.
So just so you know how it's spelled properly, so you can misspell it intentionally.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to accidentally. Did you watch the rally? Was it the one with the Robertsons in Louisiana? Did you see any of that?
I didn't see that.
Well, did you hear what John Kennedy had said?
Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Every time I hear that, that's his favorite. I'm so shocked that he would speak. He doesn't sound like the type of person who would speak that way. That is something that if Donald Trump would say exactly that, the media would be melting down.
Oh, yeah.
Over that. But John Kennedy, he gets away. He said something potentially even more controversial here.
Popeye's fried chicken is among the best fried chicken God ever put breath in.
God breathed
into that
fried
chicken. And I'll take that to the bank.
It might not be untrue. I mean, in the matter of things.
I don't know.
If you believe in
I'm a Chick-fil-A guy.
God is your creator.
That's
I feel
Jesus
like
Jesus chicken right there.
Every time we have Gabe in here, there's a chicken controversy, and we have to talk about Jesus chicken.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Speaking of Jesus, I'm linking this to Kanye West.
Oh, yes.
Who is now
also running for office.
Yes. When I run for president in 2024, we're going to definitely, and you're all going to laugh at this, that's what he said. When I run for president in 2024, we're going to create so many jobs that, in fact, I'm going to walk into the presidency.
Wow.
He's like, I'm running.
Is he running as a Republican?
Did not say what he's running as.
Oh, Kanye.
But he's like, I'm going to do it in 2024.
If Donald Trump could be president in 2016, why can't Kanye be president in 2024? I mean, we laugh, but let's think about that for a second.
Well, I think, I don't know. There's a lot there, just because while...
Yeah.
How do I frame this properly without insulting my new brother in Christ? Because Kanye's so weird.
Yeah.
Like he's weird on a different level, I think,
than Trump weird.
I think Trump weird. I've experienced Trump weird in New York. You know, I know what I get it. I understand it. I can kind of wrap my brain around it. And it almost makes sense that he's a billionaire, you know, a building guy. Right. Kanye weird is that artist weird. It's the kind that's unique to an individual, and you're not really sure if it's good or bad. And it's just like, I'm not even sure where you're going with this, bro. But, so.
Does Kanye West have a running mate?
Kim?
It's going to be Kim.
It's probably going to be Vice President Mike Pence. He'll probably just stick around.
He'll just hang out.
Like when you pair Mike Pence with Donald Trump.
It's jarring. It's a cooling saucer.
Yeah. So who do you put with Kanye West? Like who? Ted Nugent? I don't know. I don't know how this matches up.
Oh man, that's a good question.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, let's build that interesting 2024 ticket for us. Right?
Oh man, Candace Owens at the top. I'd take that.
Man,
I'm actually, on a more serious note, I'm excited by the prospect of a President Nikki Haley.
Oh, so much so.
Because that would be epic.
Haley Rubio, and in that world, you've got two people who are children of immigrants to the country from different parts of the world who I firmly, truly, honestly believe love this country more than anything.
Yeah, definitely.
And whatever comes after 2020, I mean, is it possible Trump loses in 2020? I guess.
Meh.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Haley Rubio seems to me to be... Not a pipe dream. That seems like I would put the odds on that at this point in 2024.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether Trump wins or not.
I'm just dreaming for the day. And I said when Nikki Haley stepped down from being the ambassador to the UN that if she wants to seriously consider a presidential run in 2024, she probably needs to make some connections outside of the industry for a while.
So she
maybe
needs a
make
time.
Some money and maybe spend some time with her children.
Yep.
So, because once you get in there,
before you become the president,
oh my gosh! If we could have the first female president of the United States be a Republican, please, Jesus, please,
yes,
sweet baby Jesus,
lying in a manger,
tuxedo,
wearing your golden fleece diaper,
yeah, exactly. All right, let's I'll get the job.
He'll wear what he wants.
Yeah. 314-241-9797. Give us a call.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Gabe, were you listening at the very beginning of the show today?
No, I missed it. I'm sorry.
You did miss where we were playing the intro and Ryan turns on his microphone directly to cough into the microphone during the intro and then he turned it back off again. It was hilarious.
I'm so used to turning it off for a second when I cough
exactly.
And I look down and it was already off and so I just naturally hit the button.
And he's like, yeah. That's exactly what it sounded like.
We're just going to cut that out and use that as the intro.
Do it.
Yeah, I mean, people know about the Ryan Wiggins dub over of our intro.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Let's go. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
You need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on, it's Saturday, and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America, sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, it is.
Welcome back.
You create something like that, and you too can have a place in this show. Welcome aboard.
That is the best ever. Oh my gosh.
Like the come on, to the radio.
That's my favorite part.
Sounds like a grandma in the shower. I imagine her with her like her sponge scrubbing with her shower cap on. Yeah. Got the radio on.
I imagine that a lot too.
Gotta get inspired somehow.
Oh my gosh.
There's no real way not to.
Yeah.
Have you heard the new way, Gabe, that we're covering impeachment?
I have.
You did hear?
And I love it.
Well, there's a new episode. As soap operas are apt to do, let's get right to it.
And now, it's time for America's favorite soap opera, Impeaches and Cream.
We used to talk to leaders about corruption all the time because it is one of the killers of democracy. It is such a soul-crushing burden on people.
We would talk about it
across the world. So there's lots of ways to talk about it. But that wasn't it. He could care less about corruption in Ukraine. What he wants is dirt on Joe Biden, whether it's real or not. In fact, from everything we know, it's not. So give me something that I can use.
Oh. In the Judiciary Committee, we're going to have full due process for the president. And that means that if there's any exculpatory evidence, any evidence tending to show that he's innocent, whether it's witnesses or anything else, they'll be able to bring it forward. That will change people's minds.
Don't stop now.
You just talked about the Mueller investigation. Will that be part of the articles of impeachment?
I certainly hope so. I don't believe we can proceed without addressing obstruction of justice, which was very carefully documented and described by Robert Mueller in his report.
Oh, my.
Popeye's fried chicken is among the best fried chicken God ever put breath in.
Mmm, creamy.
Yeah, that's how we're doing it from now on. It's really what it feels like inside. Yeah.
Did they really say that they're going to include the Mueller investigation in the impeachment? Yeah. It has nothing to do with it.
Because obstruction of justice is clearly laid out.
Oh. Then why didn't they just start with that?
Because it wasn't enough to impeach him. That's pretty much why.
Gosh.
So let's add it on to this.
And one time he put ketchup on his steak.
Because he loves well done steak with ketchup. I'm surprised they haven't impeached
criminal.
Him for that. No
Actually,
kidding.
I would impeach him for that.
I know. You want to figure out a way to impeach this president. Show him eating steak to the country.
Yeah, that's
And you'd
bad.
Probably be able to get a consensus on it.
Dude, you're a multimillionaire. Don't eat well-done steak. That's what you do when you go to the cheap place.
Actually, because he's a multimillionaire, he can do whatever the heck he wants. I think that's probably the way he feels about it. He's not going to impress anybody.
Yeah. He's like, hey, somebody go get me some McDonald's.
Your assessment right on the impeachment, Gabe, is big thumbs down?
Big thumbs down and a raspberry.
And a raspberry.
Be in favor.
Those two things.
That sounds like a John Kennedy reaction right there.
That was a good one, Katie.
Katie's good at that.
Man.
All right. Not many things I'm talented at, but no, raspberries.
But seriously, let's think about it for a second. Let's presuppose that what he was actually doing on the phone call was saying that he wants to withhold aid from Ukraine. He's like, if you deal with this corruption, then I will give you missiles.
No, let's not presuppose. Let's just make fart noises.
Let's suppose that actually happened. Now, like every other sort of negotiation that goes on between countries, there is a give and take. There is a, I need you to do this for me, and you do this for, like that, using the quid pro quo necessarily puts a negative spin on it. So let's just call it negotiation until we prove that one way or the other what kind of a negotiation it was. Now, so then the question is the thing he's asking for exclusively for his benefit? And given the fact that we've seen what Joe Biden said about his dealings with Ukraine, and we know that his son worked in with the Ukraine and was being investigated by the prosecutor he had fired while withholding $1 billion worth of loan guarantees, then I would say that is significant to America. Mm-hmm. Like as an ally of Ukraine, that is a significant mm-hmm. thing that I want to be looked at, especially in the context of the investigation that's going into the roots of the Russia deal and the interference in the 2016 election, which some, you know, which people have said came partially, at least, out of Ukraine.
Yeah, if we found out right now that Karen Pence was being paid multi-million dollars a year by Ukraine to be an energy consultant, what do you think we would say?
I don't know. We found out she was a teacher at a Christian school in Indiana, and everybody lost their freaking minds because they teach biblical things there that don't align with the woke culture.
At a Christian school?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. How dare they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about it that I think is so frustrating to cover the impeachment process, because details come out and you can't trust them.
No.
And think about how long we were going through the understanding, the foregone conclusion by Adam Schiff saying that there was evidence in plain sight of the president's collusion with Russia. There was nothing to that. And it was basically like, we know things that you don't, and you will soon see what we know.
That was the implication.
And then we spend millions and millions and millions of dollars investigating this. There's nothing there. The president, I would say, as far as Trump is concerned, did a pretty good job of not tripping himself up, because I think he's apt to do things that would be likely to trip himself up.
Mm-hmm.
So the obstruction of justice part, but was not
clean cut. But in my opinion, the constant effort that has been made, and like I have said multiple times here this week, in very, very clear and plain sight for American people, as average as, well, at least the three of us, not you, Gabe, you're a little bit above average. But for us to be able to see and witness with our own eyes, to see how dead set these Democrats are on removing the president from office.
Yeah.
It's out there for everybody to see in print, on Twitter, on TV screens, on radio shows. The Democrats are saying that he is unfit to serve. Mm-hmm. It was the 25th Amendment. Now we are talking about, we haven't really discussed this much yet, but that anonymous book that's coming out on the president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What salacious stuff is going to be in there that is going to further subsidize the ideas that these people have that the president should be considered under the 25th Amendment? I know that I've heard reports that Vice President Mike Pence absolutely was in discussions about the 25th Amendment and would have supported it. And Mike Pence, that came out enough to Mike Pence was like,
come on, guys.
No, that absolutely never happened. Now, if he were in conversations about the 25th Amendment, would he be like, oh, yeah, that happened, but that was like so 2017? Would he be out there saying that he was absolutely in on it? No. So, and I know that, I think you were reporting on it one time, the number one speculated person of who wrote it was Pence.
Yeah, it was Pence. I mean, do you really just take a step out of everything and look at this guy and think, man, that guy is so power hungry.
He's
Mike
suspicious.
Pence.
And underhanded. And underhanded.
Because like, that's the only motivation for him doing that, is to get the presidency.
Yeah.
Which, he's just not that
well,
guy.
And
no,
then,
he's
then
not.
There's also
you're right.
Then there's also the sheer stupidity it would take to throw in with these types of people to get yourself in office, knowing full well they could and would, because of who you are, want to do the same thing to you. Like, come on, really?
Yeah. I'm interested to see what the anonymous book rolls out. I remember when they had the an anonymous op-ed. I think it was in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
This is like
this is
a year
the book
ago.
Version of that.
Yeah, and there was the word was lodestar.
Oh yeah,
that was in this
yes.
in the op-ed, and then like somebody went because people are friggin' crazy. Like put together a montage of Vice President Pence saying or using the word lodestar.
What is lodestar?
I know, right? That's the thing. It's what made people go, oh,
it's a point of reference.
Explain lodestar for the average people in the room,
oh, gosh.
Including myself.
I don't remember the etymology of that one, yeah. But I've used it before.
I've never heard of it.
Lodestar, it's lodestar.
Yeah.
A star that is used to guide the course of a ship, especially the pole star.
Yeah.
So it's where you
yeah, it's a point. It's a point of
heat.
Reference
yeah.
for yeah. Navigation.
Yeah, exactly what you just said. A person or thing that serves as an inspiration or guide.
That's actually kind of interesting if the anonymous person was using that word and Mike Pence uses that word a lot.
Maybe it was a setup.
Exactly.
Maybe somebody was like, what the heck is a lodestar?
Ooh, that's a good
idea.
And
they heard the president say it, and then they thought, let's pin this on Pence.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
The IG report that we don't have, or maybe when is that going to happen? Who knows? But I think it's interesting, too, to know that all of this investigation, a criminal investigation now is taking place in the background
yeah.
and people aren't even talking about
not
it.
Not at all. You would think they would be, but of course they're not. The thing is the media is busy, you know, talking about all the smoke and say, hey, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. But, you know, you pull back the curtain and there they are with the fog machine.
Mm-hmm.
They've been creating this since day one.
Yeah.
Imagine going into, you know, let's say a football
game. Not discreetly
game.
Either.
No, not at all. Imagine you're going into a championship football game and a ref comes out with a public statement saying, I hate those guys. I hope they, you know, if it at all is up to me, they're never going to be the champions. And then they start getting some bad calls against them. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We know where that's coming from. So when the president is inaugurated and 2 days later you have people talking about literally Mark S. Zaid's, he's the lawyer for the
yeah.
whistleblower. His tweet was like, the coup has
yes.
begun.
Crazy.
Hashtag coup.
It was
hashtag
like
uprising.
Minute five.
Revolt.
After the inauguration.
Yeah.
Like, here we go. And I think it was the Washington Post said, like, impeachment begins now or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yep. On the View, they talked about, hey, there's a way to get him out there. It's called impeachment.
Yeah.
You know, in January of 2017.
Forgive us while we don't take your accusations terribly seriously.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, all of the the right-leaning's indignation at the left's attempt to remove Trump is righteous. It simply is.
And when you consider the conversations that we have been privy to between the transcripts and the things that have been released, I have a feeling that the American people don't see that conversation as something they didn't assume happens anyway.
Yeah.
Even if it is wrong, but to consider the president of the United States talking with the rest of the world leaders that you're doing business in a way where you're making deals.
Yeah.
I mean, a deal is kind of this for that in some capacity.
That's all negotiation ever is.
So people, I think that if you want to get it to the point where maybe you win on impeachment, but you're going to lose in 2020, and then what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break. When we come back, Ed Henry is going to join us, Fox News Channel's chief national correspondent. Ed Henry is going to be with us. We're going to talk about impeachment, Jeffrey Epstein, Dems 2020, and anything else that comes up between now and when we get. I look up here and I'm like, oh, who's that on Fox News? It's the creator of Dilbert. I'm like, wow.
I love that guy.
It's a slow news day? That's good. That's good, right? I'll take a slow news day. Ed Henry, when we come back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the Judiciary Committee, we're going to have full due process for the president, and that means that if there's any exculpatory evidence, any evidence tending to show that he's innocent, whether it's witnesses or anything else, they'll be able to bring it forward. That will change people's minds.
Jerry Nadler there commenting on the full due process that will be afforded for the president of the United States as the impeachment inquiry moves ahead and at some fast pace, I would say. Lots of transcripts being released, kind of hard to even keep up with them as they are being released. And then, of course, you can tune in and hear what the folks on the cable news have to say. You can hear what we have to say. But now we get to hear what Ed Henry has to say. Fox News Channel's chief national correspondent. Ed, it's great to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. In fact, we're going to launch a new show this weekend, Saturday at noon Eastern and Sunday at noon Eastern for an hour. We're going to be looking in-depth at impeachment and breaking news and politics heading into 2020. So you're right. You're going to be able to get your fix all weekend long.
That's fantastic. We will be tuning in to watch you this as the weekend goes on, because Lord knows that there's news happening on the weekends for sure. As these transcripts are coming out, what is the mood like there in Washington, D.C.? It's kind of like drinking out of a fire hose a bit.
Yeah, sipping from a fire hose. You're right. I mean, look, I kind of would chuckle in your lead-in that Jerry Nadler was saying in that interview that you played that clip. Of course, the Democrat from New York, that they're looking for any information in this investigation, including anything that's exculpatory or that shows some sort of innocence by the president. Of course, he said the Democrats would really want to highlight that. I mean, is there anybody who really believes that? Is anybody who thinks that, you know, any of these investigations have really been on the level? I mean, I'll be fair and say that I think there are certainly things you can point to where the president and his team has not always been cooperative with some of these investigations. They say, the White House does, officials there, that they don't want to give credence to what they think are witch hunts and unfair investigations. And if they start, you know, cooperating, then they give it some credibility. Nonetheless, I think there are fair questions to be raised. I think any journalist and who's fair-minded and looks at all the facts as they've come out, the fact that the president at the outset and right up until a couple hours ago when he talked to reporters heading to Atlanta at the White House said that the phone call he had with the Ukrainian president was, quote unquote, perfect. I don't think that kind of passes the smell test, but I'm not sure that it passes the smell test on the Democratic side to say that he should be impeached over it. And I think there's a lot of room in the middle there where when these official impeachment hearings kick off on Wednesday, a lot of room for House Republicans to run with, to say, look, this call wasn't perfect the way the president described it. Maybe this is not our best look on foreign policy, but the president's got wide latitude to control foreign policy. These ambassadors, who some of whom are complaining about the way he conducted foreign policy, serve at the pleasure of the president. It's not their foreign policy. It's President Trump's foreign policy on behalf of the United States. And so I think they have a lot of room to run to say, yeah, okay, it may not be perfect as the president described it, but it's not impeachable either.
So we're speaking with Ed Henry, Fox News Channel's chief national correspondent. Also, you're going to be able to catch him on the weekends with their new show that's going to be on Fox News Channel. You mentioned the public hearings on Wednesday. I get this question a lot, and I'd like to hear your answer to it. When these public hearings are out there and we're able to watch them and take them in, what are we going to see? What's going to come out of that public display?
Well, you're going to see William Taylor and some of the, you know, former ambassadors that I mentioned going under oath for the first time. And so what I think that's important is, for the Democratic side, it's a real opportunity for Adam Schiff, who's been under fire from the president and others. And frankly, I think some of that is with good reason, because Adam Schiff is the man who for over 2 years claimed falsely that there was evidence backing up a Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian intelligence, Russian government. He has never, you know, been held accountable for what he claimed there. Then Schiff didn't start this whole Ukrainian deal off well in terms of the investigation by kind of making up that script of the phone call. You'll remember. I don't have to, you know, retell all the details. So that was a bad look for him as well. But he has a new opportunity, I think, frankly, to be fair to Adam Schiff for a second here, to present the narrative that he has seen behind closed doors. He's taken a lot of hits from Republicans for doing a lot of these this testimony in the early stages behind closed doors in the basement of the Capitol, as you've been hearing Republicans charge. So here's his chance to show the witnesses. But I think what we'll also see, to answer your question directly, is for the first time, Republicans like Jim Jordan from Ohio, who's one of the top Republicans in terms of questioning people, now moving over officially to the Intel Committee for this. He's just been moved over today, as I understand it. Gives them the first crack at cross-examining these witnesses. And so, you know, the Democrats have an opportunity to present these witnesses and say, hey, you know, they're not just doing this behind closed doors. They're willing to attach their name to this under oath. Here's what they say about what they think went wrong. But frankly, the Republicans have a chance to say, hang on a second, what you're saying doesn't square with the facts. And real quickly, I would mention one of the witnesses, as I was looking at the testimony, Lee Zeldin of Republican behind closed doors, cross-examined one of these diplomats and said, well, wait, let me get this straight. How did you think that there was wrongdoing? Well, I heard from this person who heard from that person. And you've seen some of this on social media as these transcripts have been released. Some of this is third or fourth hand. So will it pass scrutiny Wednesday and beyond as these public hearings come to light? Because once, it's one thing to say in the basement of the Capitol behind closed doors, another thing to say it under oath before the hot lights of the camera. Is this really what happened? And did you know this firsthand, or is this just a lot of hearsay, as the president has suggested?
Well, we're speaking with Ed Henry, Fox News Channel's chief national correspondent, also host of America's News Headquarters on Saturday and Sunday. I guess that would be 12 p.m. Eastern, so that makes it what? 11 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah, 11 a.m. where you are, and also I still do Fox and Friends from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern, so it's a busy weekend for me on Saturdays and Sundays. But you know what? Like you said, it's a sip from a fire hose these days, because here we are talking about impeachment. We haven't even gotten to Michael Bloomberg 2020, and as you know, I'm sure you've been talking about it, you'll be talking about it in the days ahead, and we will all weekend long. Mm-hmm. There's a lot happening on the other side of this for the Democrats. We'll see whether impeachment boomerangs on them in Congress, but then out on the campaign trail, the fact that Michael Bloomberg and maybe others like Hillary Clinton, I hear Eric Holder, there's rumblings, the former Obama attorney general, is thinking about getting into this race. That, according to a columnist at The Washington Post, that tells me that there are a lot of Democrats not happy with this field, who don't think that Joe Biden is a solid front runner. They think he's a shaky front runner. And I think there are a lot of Democrats who are nervous, frankly, that if Elizabeth Warren knocks off Joe Biden to get the Democratic nomination, it might make it easier, because our policies are so far left, it might make it easier for President Trump, even if he's impeached, to get reelected.
Ed, is there a do-or-die date for an Eric Holder, a Hillary Clinton, to get into this race?
Yeah, well, yes and no. I think the short answer is yes, in terms of getting on ballots. So that's what forced Michael Bloomberg's hand, is that, you know, each state has their own deal. And Alabama, as I understand it, their deadline is in the next week if you want to get on the ballot. And so you might not be thinking, well, we all talk about Iowa, New Hampshire, California being a big state, motherload of delegates for Democrats. But let's not dismiss smaller states like yours that are important to this process. It's not just about Iowa and New Hampshire. And so the short answer is yes, there's a deadline, which is over the next few weeks. Alabama and other states are going to have deadlines. And if you don't show your cards and actually start getting the signatures to get on the ballot, you know, you can jump in March or April or May, and guess what? It's going to be too late for people to actually vote for you unless you mount some sort of write-in campaign. So that's a short answer. On the other hand, if this is a deadlock situation where, you know, they go through the debates and they go through the primaries and nobody, you know, gets to the magic number of delegates because it's so split up, Sanders and Warren, you know, splitting the left, Biden and Bloomberg splitting the middle centrist lane, you could see a Hillary Clinton or someone else get in at the convention, I think. Because remember, the superdelegates now, you know, they were taken out of the process for the first round because Bernie Sanders said last time these party elders, party bosses, stole it away from him to Hillary Clinton. But now in the second ballot, if there's nobody winning on the first ballot, superdelegates have a role, and all of a sudden party bosses can intervene. So would Hillary Clinton try to say, well, look, you may not love me, but I got more votes than Donald Trump last time. I'm the heir to this. I should be the one who gets another crack at it. So I think the short answer is there's a deadline of getting on these ballots over the next few weeks and couple of months. But if they can't get a clear winner, by the convention, maybe Hillary Clinton or Eric Holder or somebody gets in late.
Wow, it's going to be an exciting year here in this election season.
Just starting.
Yeah, no kidding. One last question before we let you go. Kind of a surprise announcement, at least to me, when I got the Fox News alert last night that Jeff Sessions has announced his campaign for his prior Alabama Senate seat.
Yeah.
Does he sound like a shoo-in to you, or is there going to be any angst at all for him to take
that seat
back?
No, there'll be angst. I mean, first of all, he has to get through a Republican primary. As I understand it, there are 5-6 candidates. He might be the sixth. And there are going to be some Republicans saying, well, his time as attorney general didn't turn out that great. He had his time before. He was a very successful senator. I mean, he would get reelected with, you know, 60, 70, 80% of the vote, as I recalled when I was covering the Senate years ago. He was a shoo-in back in the day. But as you know, it's a different time in politics. Some people may say you had your shot. Let's let the next generation in. On the other hand, I think given his background, his strong conservative voting record, he's got a very good shot at getting the Republican nomination. Then he's got to take on, if he wins that, Doug Jones, who ended up winning the seat in a special election, you'll remember, that Republicans kind of botched because of the whole Roy Moore situation. And so here's the bottom line. Yeah, there's going to be angst, I think is the word he used, among President Trump and some of his allies, that, like, this is the guy who botched the Comey-Mueller situation by recusing himself as attorney general, really got the ire, got the goat of the president. But on the other hand, if he gets the nomination, I think the president's going to embrace him because bottom line is, if the president gets reelected and has a tight margin in the Senate with Republicans still in control or in the minority even, he doesn't want Doug Jones, the Democrat, representing Alabama. He's going to want Jeff Sessions, who agrees with the president on a whole bunch of other issues like cracking down on illegal immigration. So I think it's going to be tough for Sessions. It's not going to be a cakewalk to get the Republican nomination, but if he does, I think he and the president will bury the hatchet.
One more question before we let you go, because Senator John Kennedy, at least from somebody who gets to do 15 hours of talk radio, he's just gold here. I got to get your reaction to this.
Popeye's fried chicken is among the best fried chicken God ever put breath in.
Do you have a Popeye's Chick-fil-A preference, Mr. Ed Henry?
You know, I just, I don't know if you saw over the summer, but I donated part of my liver to my sister because she had some health issues, and Colleen is doing wonderful right now. A lot of prayers from people in your audience,
absolutely.
The Fox audience. We appreciate that. And so the short answer is I prefer Chick-fil-A right now because I got to get the grilled chicken. I can't really do the fried chicken because I lost about 15 pounds to do the surgery, and I'm trying to keep it off. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say that I respectfully disagree with the gentleman from Louisiana. I'm sure it's very good, but I'm going to go with the grilled chicken with less calories.
Fantastic. Ed Henry, Fox News Channel's chief national correspondent. We'll be watching you get all the news.
I appreciate that.
All weekend, and we are so grateful to have you on the show today.
Look forward to being with you soon. Have a great weekend.
You too, as well. That's hilarious. Thank you, Ed Henry, for coming on. He's on Twitter, at Ed Henry. Go tweet him and thank him for coming on the show, because that is his first time on the Annie Fry Show. Mm-hmm. And Katie, thanks for reeling him in.
Of course. He's awesome.
I his story of donating, he said his liver, part of his liver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
and what he went through, and Fox covered that and everything. It was a really amazing story. Be organ donors, people. Mm-hmm. It helps save lives. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got Gabe Pfeiffer, St. John the Philosopher on YouTube here in the studio with us. Ryan and Katie and I are going to do one more hour before we turn it over to the Glover folks. Join us on the Facebook Live, facebook.com/AndyFryShow.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.